From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We start with new music from Panda Bear. Panda Bear is the moniker of Animal Collective's Noah Lennox. His last solo album was 2007, and though it's going to be October until we hear all of his new record called Tomboy, we have one song for you now. This first single will be one in a series of singles leading up to Tomboy. I'm told that the mixes on the singles will be different from the mixes on the album. The songs were all recorded in Lisbon, Portugal, where he lives. The music is all played by Panda Bear and with much less reliance on sampling than his last album. This song is called Slow Motion. Panda Bear and the B-side to a new single. The song is called Slow Motion. The album is called Tomboy. It was recorded in Lisbon and it comes out in October. Lisbon also figures heavily into the making of a new record by the Walkmen. A few of the key songs were written in Lisbon. Another influence on the record are the early recordings on Sun Records. Those early Elvis and Johnny Cash records inspired a stripped-down feel on a lot of this record. I was particularly attracted, though, to the horn arrangements on our next song. From the album Lisbon, this song from the Walkmen is called Stranded. The music of the Walkmen, their record Lisbon, comes out on the 14th of September on Fat Possum Records. The song we just heard is called Stranded. The bond between Dirty Projectors and the Orca is stronger than ever. The last album by the creative Brooklyn band was called Bitta Orca, and now Dirty Projectors have teamed up with Björk to record a small 21-minute album called Mount Wittenberg Orca. The project was inspired by a sighting of a family of whales off Mount Wittenberg by band member Amber Kaufman, and that sparked David Longstreth to write a series of songs. He contacted Björk to sing the part of the mother whale, while the other members of Dirty Projectors sang the part of the kids. David Longstreth sang the part of Amber. The mostly vocal records feels in some ways like a doo-wop record from the 50s. This song is called All We Are.
Witness or a love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. see. All in all is all we are.
The music of Dirty Projectors and Björk from Mount Wittenberg Orca. Money from this project goes to creating protected areas for marine life with the National Geographic Society. For now, it's a digital-only recording and can be found by going to mountwittenbergorca.com. This next recording was inspired by the film The Shining while at a studio in the woods of upstate New York. The studio is Dreamland and the song is Mansion of Misery, and the group is Miniature Tigers. These days, Miniature Tigers are Brooklyn-based. They come to Brooklyn after forming in Phoenix. Their second album, called Fortress, is a fun listen. Let's hear Mansion of Misery.
About throwing away the key. What would that mean for you and me? Oh, who says something of throwing away the me? Still looking out only for myself. You built a palace up around.
Miniature Tigers is the band, Fortress is the album, and that fun ride is a song called Mansion of Misery. I recently saw a show in Philadelphia featuring Alan Sparkhawk from the band Low. His new band is called Retribution Gospel Choir. There's nothing gospel-y or choir-like about this band, and it got me thinking, in a fun way, about bands whose names falsely imply what you'll see and hear. Bare Naked Ladies quickly comes to mind. Now, I don't expect to really see miniature tigers when I go to a miniature tiger show or a band of horses, but there's something different about Retribution Gospel Choir or Brazilian Girls that sets expectations that doesn't deliver. I wrote a blog post about this, and you can find that by going to npr.org/allsongs. And if you can think of misleading or falsely advertising band names, go there and jot down a few of your own. And all this leads me to Mountain Man, which, of course, is three women. They found one another at Bennington College in Vermont, and what they discovered is a wonderful ability to sing together in lovely harmony, accompanied only by guitar. This recording on their debut album, Made the Harbor, was done in the attic space of an old house, and this song is called Sui Sui.
Sui Sui.
Mountain Man from a record that comes out July 20th called Made the Harbor, and the song we just heard is called Sui Sui. From St. John's, Newfoundland, is a band that's won multiple awards, including an Album of the Year award in Canada. But that's not what attracted me to Hey Rosetta. For me, it was the joy in the songs. I'm also a bit of a sucker for a mandolin and a kick drum. This is from Hey Rosetta's album Into Your Lungs, with parentheses, and around in your heart and on through your blood. This opening track is called New Goodbye.
Get your things, we're leaving. Where the morning birds are singing, we're sailing. 'Cause it's time to go. What's to come only fate can show. See her move like a toreador, wielding her cloak and sword like some twisted sport. But I believe if we run into red full speed, there isn't a blade beneath keen enough to pierce our skins. 'Cause we won't let it in. Thank you.
Hey Rosetta, from an album that's just being issued for the first time in the U.S. and was originally out in Canada in 2008. It's called Into Your Lungs and Around Your Heart and On Through Your Blood. And the song we heard is called New Goodbye. A couple of years ago, guitarist and songwriter Michael Timmins of the band Cowboy Junkies took his family to live in China. They were there for only a few months, but Timmins used the time to discover a whole new world of exotic sounds. He spent his days walking around his neighborhood and hanging out in a park near his home. He recorded ambient sounds, conversations, and street musicians. And those field recordings are the foundation for a new album by Cowboy Junkies called Renmin Park. You can hear how perfectly and strangely these sounds work on this song from the album called Sir Francis Bacon at the Net. The field recording you hear throughout the song is of two men in China playing badminton. To learn a whole lot more about the song and the story behind it, go to the All Songs Considered blog. Michael Timmins shared a wonderful note with us about how it all came together. And you can follow our blog posts and thoughts on Twitter by following All Songs. We'll be at Newport at the end of July for the Folk Festival there, and then at the beginning of August for the Jazz Festival. Robin Hilton produces this show. Stephen Thompson edits. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Merciless nature, human and mine, walk this land, leads to the young or the other. The time that counts millions, and the land that loves its villains. Some calculate any parts of man between the heaven.
Yeah.